Consider your intentions and your meditations as part of what is done within the context of prayer. Be able to say within your intentions and your meditations, "And I ask for guidance or help," and expect to get it. Expect to get it. Aside from your level of the responsible choice of energy and how you form that into matter, the dependency on prayer assists you in pulling to yourself and invoking grace. Prayer is moving into a personal relationship with divine intelligence. It is impossible to have a prayer without power. It is impossible to have a thought that is secret, for all energy is heard. When you pray, you draw to you and invoke grace. Grace is uncontaminated conscious light. It is divinity. Prayer brings grace, and grace calms you. That is the cycle. Grace is the tranquilizer of the soul. With grace comes a knowing that what you are experiencing is necessary. It calms you with a sense of knowing. Relax into the present moment. Do what you need to do in the present moment. Yours is not to worry about that which we call the future. That does not mean that you do not consider the consequences of each of your choices. Taking into account the consequences of your decisions is responsible choice. It means to create strongly in the present moment. Do not lose power over the what-ifs of your life. These are unlimited and endless. Keep your power in the now, in present time. Keep your power just in the day that you are living on the earth, and not on how to maneuver tomorrow. Use all of your worldly connections, but not out of panic and not out of fear. Do what you need to do on your end. Your choice comes in knowing appropriate timing, clear motivation, and trust. Allow your intuition to guide your timing. Take it inside. Ask how you feel, and then move forward. Allow yourself to experience what it is to learn, step by step, the freedom that comes from being unattached to the outcome, but operating from an empowered heart.